Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 9th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library in MarketsWiki Education about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Former President Donald Trump was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges related to his handling of classified documents after he left the presidency. The New York Daily News reported the news with a two-word headline, simply, "Indicted Again." This is the first time the federal government has brought charges against the former president, the Wall Street Journal reported. Facebook parent Meta Platforms is coming out with a competitor to Twitter that is a standalone app it plans to launch through Instagram. According to the Wall Street Journal, Mark Zuckerberg has heard from public figures and creators that they want a, quote, sanely run, unquote, platform. All of a sudden, Mark Zuckerberg is the adult in the room. I love it. With the great Canadian wildfires burning and sending orange smoke across the northeastern part of the U.S., it is a good time to review what should be in your emergency preparedness go pack. This is a backpack of supplies that are at the ready in case of an emergency that can help you deal with the obstacles you may face. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, 14 Emergency Preparedness Essentials to Stock Up On Now, according to pros, with the subheadline, Here's Everything You Should Have in Your Home's Kit in Case of a Blackout, Superstorm, or Yes, Pandemic. The U.S. Department of Justice has launched a corporate crime database which will aggregate all the cases and enforcement actions related to corporate wrongdoing, the Wall Street Journal reported. ABN AMRO's Robert Bouge Kilt Challenge for Futures for Kids as part of the FIA IDX Gala Dinner is up to 18,229 pounds, or 145% of his 12,500 pound goal. We are so close to getting him to 200%. Let's keep it up. Congratulations to Trading Technologies Platform for winning the Best Solution for Futures Trading at the Trading Tech Insight USA Awards 2023. Rival Systems announced support for calculating real-time margin on ICE's exchanges. Rival said this new functionality adds to Rival's existing integration with CME SPAN for calculating real-time margin and with OCC for calculating real-time customer portfolio margin and risk-based haircuts. Do you know these AI terms? Machine learning, chatbots, generative AI, neural networks, large language models, GPT, hallucination, sentient AI, and emergent behaviors. Well, Bloomberg has put together a cheat sheet of AI buzzwords to help you understand them better. The Atlantic has a story titled, The Happiest Way to Change Jobs, with the subheadline, How to Rock Your Work Rather Than Let the Work Rule You. TMX Group CEO John McKenzie was interviewed by CNBC's Bob Bassani at the Piper Sandler Global Exchange and FinTech Conference about the Canadian markets and the Toronto Stock Exchange's unique structure and, quote, navigating regulatory hurdles when it comes to cannabis and crypto and the future of AI, unquote. Aris Innovations wants you to know that, quote, portfolio margining drives improved markets in Aris Sulfur, unquote, Aris said. Driven by capital efficiency improvements from CME's late Feb introduction of portfolio margining, Aris Sulfur's swap futures order book liquidity has grown tighter and deeper, and 10-year Aris Sulfur has benefited most with a 5x increase in quoted size and more than 50% reduction in average bid-ask spread since January. Bill Hartz has been hired by the long-term stock exchange as its new chief executive officer. Also, Lisa Young has been hired by the LTSE as general manager for LTSE services. The top three stories in the JLN Options newsletter yesterday were mystery bet before SEC crypto crackdown may mint trader millions, particularly popular, and stock market news, June 8th, 2023, S&P 500 enters new bull market as big tech lifts indices. And the stock market's breakout is getting some major new support. For now, JLN options readers are a discerning bunch. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline, moving to Miami from New York City saves high earners $200,000 in taxes. For people who make $650,000, moving to Miami from New York can save you nearly $200,000 a year thanks to lower taxes and a cheaper cost of living. That's according to a new study from financial information provider Smart Asset, which looked at how much people with six-figure salaries in New York, San Francisco, and Chicago can save on taxes and other costs if they decamp to the South Florida city. Jeff Bergstrom says, not to mention they get better air. Of course, Florida may be underwater soonish, so choices. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. Chinese investors fly to RIDA conference seeking new markets, capital. Chinese entrepreneurs and investors are flocking to RIDA this week to attend a business conference, which will bring together business and government leaders aiming to explore expansion and fundraising opportunities amid warming diplomatic relations. My comment, evidently Chinese investors are some kind of birds or sheep. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, don't blame us for AI's threat to humanity, we're just the technologists. Leaders in AI have taken time off from inventing something that could wipe out human life to warn us about it. So here's a thought, instead of pushing ahead with a technology that its leading inventors say could soon have the power to kill humans, how about not pushing ahead with it? The radical notion is prompted by a warning from the man setting up the Prime Minister's Artificial Intelligence Task Force. Matt Clifford observed that you can have very dangerous threats to humans that could kill many humans, not all humans, simply from where we'd expect models to be in 2 years' time. On second thoughts, maybe I'm overreaching. His full remarks were more nuanced, and anyway, it's not all humans, just many of them. Jeff Bergstrom says, I welcome our robot overlords, in case they are listening, and since this is a computer newsletter. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top three stories Thursday were all about the smoke from Canadian wildfires blanketing New York City. First was Chris Stapleton concert postponed, Broadway performances canceled amid New York air quality crisis from USA Today. Second was New York to distribute 1 million free N95 masks amid hazardous smoke levels as mask sales spike on Amazon from MarketWatch. Third was orange skies and burning eyes as smoke shrouds New York City from the New York Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from The Block. The headline, SEC says Binance and U.S. affiliate redirected billions in customer assets to Zhao's funds. The Securities Exchange Commission has accused Binance and Binance.us of redirecting over $12 billion in customer assets to entities controlled by Binance founder and owner Chengbeng ZZ Zhao between 2019 and 2021. The fresh SEC allegations come as supporting evidence in a request by the agency to a federal judge to place a temporary freeze on assets beyond customer redemptions at Binance.us. The SEC also wants a judge to freeze Binance and Zhao's assets, but has only filed a temporary restraining order on Binance.us's assets. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. A new crypto banking system arises under the shadow of a regulatory crackdown. 2 months after the collapse of Silvergate Capital Corp and Signature Bank, a new banking landscape for crypto companies is taking shape amid an expanding crackdown on the industry in the U.S. In the U.S., crypto firms are turning to a handful of smaller regional lenders to open bank accounts. Customer Bancorp Inc., a Pennsylvania lender, has become a popular destination. Swiss and Asian banks are also playing a bigger role, though they still remain selective about their crypto clients. In the UK, where access to banking has also worsened, companies are instead turning to payment service providers to bridge the gap. And then finally, here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline: Bitcoin liquidity worsens on crypto exchange Binance.us after SEC suit. Bitcoin bid and ask depth on Binance.us has fallen, Kaiko says. SEC sued Binance and Coinbase, turning heads in the industry. Liquidity on one of the most prominent crypto exchanges has worsened in the wake of the head-turning regulatory actions by U.S. officials. Bitcoin bid and ask depth on Binance.us, the exchange owned by Binance Holding Limited's Chengpeng Zhao to serve U.S. clients, has fallen off dramatically, according to researcher Kaiko. That happened after the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission accused Binance and its chief executive of mishandling customer funds, misleading investors and regulators, and breaking securities rules. Binance has disputed the allegations. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice, this has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.